This is Jack Schultz coming to you from WCRS FM 102.1 and 98.3. I am here to interview James Hinchcliffe of the IZOD IndyCar Series.
So you're part of the IZOD IndyCar Series?
IZOD, yeah.
And what do you like about the racing part of it?
Well, for me, you know, the best part about IndyCar racing is, you know, the variety of racetracks and the versatility that drivers need to sort of be successful, because we've got road courses, we've got street courses, we've got short ovals, we've got super speedways. So, you know, to be a champion and to be there at the end of the year, you really have to be very good at a bunch of different crafts, and I think that's a cool challenge, and it's something that's kind of unique in racing.
Yeah, and I see that when I first heard about you, you're in the top 10, and I believe that's the world. Top 10 in the world and point standings?
We're top 5 in IndyCar right now. I'm running 5th, so it's definitely been a strong year. But we were as high as 2nd a couple races ago, and I've had a few weekends that didn't go our way. So we're looking forward to getting to Ohio and trying to get back on track.
Yeah, the Mid-Ohio Sports Car Course, that's been around for quite a while. And you guys come every year, I believe, right?
Yeah, we've been coming every year for a long time, and it's a favorite amongst the drivers. It's one of those good old-fashioned road courses that are sort of left in the country that we race at, and the long, fast corners, it really gives us a chance to stretch the legs of the IndyCar and really play with the downforce, and it's just it's a fun place to go racing.
Yeah, do you know Graham Rahal, who obviously is originally from New Albany, Ohio? Do you know Graham Rahal personally?
Yeah, I know him well. Him and I have known each other. I've known Graham since he was 12 years old, and we raced go-karts together for a number of years, and then raced in Star Mazda, Formula BMW, Formula Atlantic together. So Graham and I have sort of had similar career paths, and I've been racing against him for 10 years.
Yeah, this may sound like a silly question, but the IZOD, is that the same IndyCar series as like the regular IndyCar series, like the kart series?
Yeah, it's just not called that anymore.
And I see on your spare time you are, I believe, a mayor of Hinchtown, Toronto.
Yeah, well, that's all sort of a fun joke we play. Hinchtown is my website.
Oh.
And so if you go to www.hinchtown.com, that's where that all comes from. And I'm the self-proclaimed mayor of Hinchtown, so it's my little internet civilization. And it's just a cool way to sort of keep in touch with fans, and we just try and be a bit different and have a bit of fun with it.
Oh, are you actually, in real life, are you a mayor of? Are you a mayor of a city?
In real life, I am not a politician of any kind, no.
Oh, okay. Because when I saw it on the website, I was, I was believing it, and then, you know, but that's a good humor. What do you like to do in your spare time?
You know, it's funny, being in this business, you don't get a ton of it, but when I do, you know, I like trying to get back home to Toronto and catch up with friends and family and sort of get away from it all. You know, obviously we live a pretty busy and fast-paced life, and I like sort of going up north to sort of the camping in the wilderness and go up on the lake and chill on the boat and just relax a little bit, sort of get away from it all.
Yeah, and I see that you like to do you like to be a lumberjack. You know, what is that? What is a lumberjack?
Again, that's just me sort of poking fun at my Canadian heritage, because everybody seems to think that all Canadians are lumberjacks. And so that's really what that's all about. It's not quite literal.
Yeah, because I saw lumberjack, and I was like, what is that? So, but all in all, you stay pretty busy in your life when you're not racing.
Yeah, I mean, between testing and sponsor appearances and, you know, being at the shop, working with the crew, the engineers, the mechanics, and it's a pretty flat-out schedule. You know, our season ends a bit earlier this year, finishing off in September, so we'll have a little bit of time off after that to sort of regroup after a tough season, but then I'll be right back into testing and getting ready for 2013, so it's not a whole lot of spare time when you're in this gig.
And how is it working for Andretti Motorsports, is that right?
Andretti Autosport, yeah. It's phenomenal. You know, they're one of the one of the top teams in the series. They've been incredibly successful. They've won championships. They've won Indy 500s, and you know it's cool to be able to say that a guy like Michael Andretti is your boss, and to get to sort of have him to talk to and bounce ideas off of. This is a guy that you know has won so many IndyCar races in his career. It's a very cool thing to be able to just associate with him and pick his brain on a race weekend and try and figure things out.
Yeah, I know. I've watched IndyCar. I've been able to watch his son race. And what's his son's name?
Marco.
That's right. Yeah, Marco Andretti. Now is he racing pretty good right now? So I know it's been hard for me to keep up with IndyCar at times.
Yeah, he's had a tough start to the year. He's had some really bad luck that's taken him out of some races, but he's been quick, you know, on a couple weekends. So he's definitely looking for a strong weekend in Ohio as well.
Because I know Graham Ray Hall locally here in Columbus. I don't know him personally, but I do know that he's had a couple races where he didn't do so well, and it's like he would start off well, and then eventually he would just, you know, just not do so well as time goes on, and so.
Yes, that's racing. Sometimes the saying is, sometimes you're the windshield, and sometimes you're the bug.
Yeah, my favorite race car driver is Jeff Gordon in the NASCAR, in the Nextel circuit. And
yep.
He's not having that great of a year.
Not having his best year, no.
Yeah, and I remember times when he was the king, and, you know, I mean, he's no Richard Petty, but, you know, he was, I first became to be a fan of his, you know, back in the day when he was winning all those races under Ray Evringham, and it's just slowly but surely, as time would go on, he would just not win as many. I guess that's just normal for any kind of race car driver.
It's difficult, you know. It's a tough sport, and you know, obviously in NASCAR they went through that period where Jimmy was winning everything. So
mm-hmm.
a lot of guys weren't winning a lot of races back then.
Yeah, that's all he did. He did pretty good last night. I think he won the Brickyard. Talking about Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jimi Hendrix Motorsports, I definitely am a fan of his, and because right now he's the tops in NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you do talk about Toronto for a minute. You do live in Toronto, right?
Well, I actually live in Indianapolis now, but
that's right,
just outside of Toronto.
Okay, because my grandfather lives in Indianapolis right now, and I've been there a few times. It's a nice city. What do you like about Indianapolis?
You know, for me, it's a great size. I'm not a huge big city guy, and Indy's a great size. Obviously, with the Speedway being here and the 500 being a big part of our year, you know, a lot of the teams are based here. My team's based here. My trainer's here. So if you're going to be in this sport, it's a great place to be, and a lot of people from IndyCar and drivers and everything all live here. So it's a tight knit community that we sort of travel with and live with, and when everybody's in the same town, it's sort of fun. It's like having your family around all the time.
Talk about the racing part of what is your approach to racing and the fan base. How would you classify the fans right now in IndyCar?
You know, they're a very passionate group. You know, IndyCar's got some really old school fans that have been following for decades and decades. And our big push right now is to try and get some of the younger fans on board. And you know, we've got a cool animated movie coming out that is sort of based around IndyCar racing that we're hoping is gonna help that a bit. And you know, it's great. I see a lot of people who have never either watched a race on TV or never been to one, and as soon as they come to their first race, they instantly become fans for life, because to be there and see it in person, and you smell it, you hear it, and you feel the energy and the atmosphere, it's tough not to get hooked.
Yeah, I've been to Columbus Motor Speedway a couple races back in the day, but I've never been to an actual IndyCar race or a Nextel race. So I know my father goes every year, and you know, maybe one of these days I'll have to hitch a ride with him and say, hey, you know, Dad, let me go to some of these races.
Got to check it out.
Especially the one in Indianapolis.
Yeah, that's the one to see.
Yeah, got about 5 minutes or so left. Got a few more questions for you. Your approach to racing. If there's some things you want to tell people about your approach to racing, what would it be?
Yeah, I try and take each weekend one weekend at a time. You know, I think some guys get really caught up in the big picture, and I think that certainly for me and in my experience, that makes you lose focus a little bit. And you know, you're always going to try and do the best job that you can, and so just go out and do your thing, and don't think too much about that. Just try and get the best performance out of that weekend. If that's a first place, then take the first. If that is an eighth place, you got to take the eighth. You don't want to crash trying to get seventh. You just got to collect those points and learn every time you're out on the racetrack. So that's what I try and do. I try and just take it one race at a time and learn every time I get in the car and just try and take any and every experience and apply it to the future.
Yeah. Is your goal eventually to get out of the IndyCar circuit or the IZOD and try out for the big time like NASCAR? The Nextel?
Nope. I love IndyCar racing. You know, I grew up watching IndyCar racing, and that's sort of where my heart's at.
Okay, yeah, it's I know I followed racing myself since I was really small, because my dad would watch it all the time, and then we would watch, like Dale Earnhardt, and well, now I watch Dale Earnhardt Jr. Back in the day, I'd watch Dale Earnhardt race, and a lot of us just never liked him. And then when he passed away, it's like, man, I missed this guy. What can we do to get him back? Well, you can't get Dale Earnhardt back, and a lot of people have moved on since then. But were you, who has been your favorite race car driver?
My favorite was a Canadian guy called Greg Moore, who, he was killed in a race back in 1999, and it was, it was cool being a young kid, getting into racing and watching him come up, and, he was a young Canadian driver that, had done some pretty impressive things in a very short time. And so for me, that he was sort of my guy, he was my hero, and it was obviously a huge tragedy when racing lost him, but he's still somebody that's got influence on me today, and I think about him every time I get in the car.
Yeah, did he race any car as well?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Okay. And what do you like? We got one more question for you or so. What do you like about racing?
Man, what don't I like about racing? I think it's probably an easier question. It's just the greatest thrill to drive a car on the edge, and I'm obviously a competitive person by nature, no matter what you're doing. And so when you combine a love of driving race cars with somebody who's inherently competitive, racing's absolutely the place to be. And it's such a team sport. To get it right and to win a race, so many things have to be done just absolutely perfectly. And I think that strive for perfection and that challenge is super appealing.
Yeah, I remember being back in the pit, like my friend and I, when we'd get done with the races at the Columbus Motor Speedway, we'd go back in the pits and we'd just kind of see how that went. And it definitely was interesting, because a couple of races I had to wear earplugs, and because those cars can get pretty loud.
Yeah, they can.
So, well, I believe we got like three more minutes. So, have you ever been to Ohio before? And if you have, what do you like about the state?
Yeah, I've only been there to go to the track. So I've done a couple races at the Mid Ohio track, and we were actually just there last week to have a test as a series there. So it's it's great. I love that area. That track's always cool because it's such a cool party atmosphere for that race. A lot of people go to camp, and it's not like the street circuits we go to, where we're right in the middle of a big city and it's high rises and fancy hotels and nice restaurants. Mm-hmm. You go to Mid Ohio and you camp and you grill out, and it's just a much different vibe and a much different atmosphere. But everybody goes and really enjoys it, and you can tell it's one of those races that that families and friends they sort of make a tradition of it. They've been going for years, and they go every July when we get into town, or every August I should say, and it's just a cool atmosphere when you go there. So for us, it's fun to go there to race.
I've definitely been here my whole life, and I really like the state pretty good, and especially some of the racing that we have here. Well, James, thanks a lot, and it was a pleasure to have you on, and good luck with your racing career and whatever else you do in life.
Appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. This has been Jack Schultz interviewing James Hinchcliffe from the IZOD IndyCar Series. Thank you, and have a great day.